Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk about your cell phone.
Okay.
You know, this is something that comes up on the show every now and again. We ask people whether or not they are allowed to look at their significant other's phone.
Yeah.
And I've made it very clear early on in our marriage that my wife and I do not keep any secrets from each other.
Yeah.
Our phone passwords are wide open, and we're allowed to get on each other's phones anytime for any reason. We don't have to explain it or anything. We can just pick it up and hop on.
I think that's good.
Yes, it is, because I don't have to worry as much. I don't have to wonder what's going on. I can always just, if I feel nervous about something, I can pop on there and look.
Yeah, if you have a secretive relationship, it's never good.
That's
if
a bad thing.
Hiding secrets, yeah.
Yeah, and I've always said that people who let their significant other tell them, oh, well, you don't need to be up in my business. There's nothing. That's not good to be in a relationship that you're supposedly married to someone and sharing your life together, and they're hiding stuff from you.
Yep.
There's very little that should be hidden from each other.
It's hurtful.
I think Christmas and that kind of stuff's the only thing that's really supposed to be hidden.
And, so, and your weight and your size, maybe. Sometimes.
Okay. Yeah.
But I meet people all the time that are like, oh, well, I don't know my wife's password. She just doesn't tell me. And I'm like, that to me is weird. That's I don't know how you feel comfortable with that.
Well, then how do you feel going the other way with the couples that have the shared Facebook pages?
If it works for them, that's fine.
It's weird too,
I prefer to have it where, like, my wife and I have our own Facebook pages, but we both have the passwords to each other.
And you share each other's posts. I see that.
Sometimes,
yeah.
I mean, I got 5,000 friends. It's hard to keep up.
I don't think having a shared page is a bad thing. You just don't like the way you just don't like that there are people who have shared pages.
I didn't say it was a bad thing.
No.
You said you don't like it.
I said it's weird.
Oh, it's weird.
Yeah. That's Kato,
there's a difference.
Clear.
Yeah, there's a difference. I don't care if you have one.
You know, I don't know. There's only a few people I know that have the shared
pages. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But I think that's okay. I don't see it's weird too.
No, I've talked to people before who said, oh, that's a sign of a controlling man. He won't let his wife get her own Facebook page.
Or a controlling woman who won't.
Right.
I mean, I don't agree with either of those statements.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't make them. I was just sharing them with you. But they did a study. They found that 1 out of 5 people have gone through their significant other phones without permission.
I bet that goes on all the time.
Like I said, I don't think you should need permission. I don't think either of you should have anything hidden from each other.
But do you like do like a pat down or like, okay, it's time for cell phone check. You know,
no.
Give me your phone. Here's mine. And let's go ahead and dig through it.
Not much sneakier than that.
Oh, okay.
No, but I mean, what usually happens for me is she'll ask me to check something or I'll notice that the text has gone off and I'll pick it up and go, oh, you know, D just sent you a text that says you're supposed to meet at 6:30 or
that's
whatever.
Great. That's great.
But then I'll be like, oh, what else is in here?
Okay. Yeah, well, that ain't.
Through.
That ain't,
well,
I'm
there's
like,
nothing wrong with it. I don't care if she does it either.
But the freedom, though, to sit there and you hear her cell phone go off ding and you look at it and like, hey, you know what? Here's
I would be real concerned if she did not want me to see her text messages.
That's good.
But 73% of these people, 3 out of 4 of them, said they don't regret looking. Now, here's the bad thing.
Okay.
A lot of them have found things in there that were bad.
Sure.
One-third of them said they found evidence of something they already suspected. So these are people who were a little suspicious anyway.
Okay.
And they're like, I'm going to look in her phone, and they found what they were afraid they were going to find.
Wow.
It gets even worse, though, because 1 out of 5 of them found out something they didn't suspect. So they're just looking through the phone, and they're like, oh, my gosh, she's got this friend that she's texting all the time. It's not me, and it's not good.
Okay.
So that's really tough. But again, still, 3 out of 4 of them are glad they did it. They're glad they found out whatever they found out.
Yeah, well, sure. You don't want to live in a lie.
Well, and that's why I don't understand why people would allow it to begin with. Why would you let people keep a secret from your significant other? Keep a secret to begin with, because you're just making it more easy for that to happen.
You're setting some healthy boundaries there, saying you're going to look at each other's phones, Tom.
Okay.
Heidi, now, can you and Jeff look at each other's phones?
He says he doesn't have a phone.
That's not suspicious.
Everything's going good in your relationship.
Yes, I mean, you're good. If he doesn't have a phone, he doesn't have a phone.
Yeah. I mean, what do you do with that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.